sometimes even with our spiritual life, we get stuck. Now, I don't know if you've ever been stuck in the mud somewhere or in the snow somewhere with your car, and you know what it is. It holds you up. You got to do a whole bunch of things to get out. You know, it's just a mess, but you can't sit there. You can't just stay there. Listen, I believe there are some believers that have gotten stuck, whether it's the fears or the sins or whatever it may be. Somewhere along the line, they've gotten stuck. Once they walked with God in a powerful way, once they worshiped in a beautiful way, once they knew what it was to feel the fire of God, but now sometimes some believers, they get stuck, and that getting stuck is one thing. We got to learn that we don't have to stay there. We got to learn that God has called us to move forward. I mean, even a simple reading of Philippians chapter 3, where Paul talks about forgetting the things that are behind and pressing on. He takes hold of that for which Christ Jesus has taken hold of him. Listen, right now, dear friend, Christ has taken hold of you. You're not left there by yourself. You're not left there stuck in the spiritual mud. Christ has taken hold of you. With the resurrection power, with his power, listen, he knows about your life. He can give you an evaluation. Listen, he can evaluate the seven churches in the book of Revelations, chapter 2 and 3. And so he can evaluate your personal life. That's why we want to come near to God right now and have him search us and see with spiritual assessment and spiritual evaluation where we might be. And for some, that might be painful. Sometimes we think that if we have sin or pain or issues or shame in our lives, all we have to do is bury it. All we have to do is forget about it. But I guarantee you, if you sit on those issues, you're going to get stuck. Because you're going to have to tell the Holy Spirit that you don't want him to deal with the things that have clogged your spiritual development. The things that have put out the fire of the Spirit of God. The things that instead of being dealt with and weaknesses being turned into strength, they have caused great suppression and moved you backwards. I'm telling you right now, there's not a thing going on in your life that the Lord Jesus does not have the answer for. There's not a problem that there isn't a solution for. Sometimes it's about our reaction to the difficulties around us. And we've got to know that we can be free, even when the circumstances don't change, we can be free in our response, in our surrender to Christ, in our giving the sacrifice of praise. Well, listen, today deals with, you know what it deals with? It deals with what we said yesterday about putting to death whatever belongs to the old sin nature. All those issues we've looked at in Colossians 3, God says, put them to death. They're no good. They don't help us. They clog everything else out. They're the things that cause the breakdown, the guilt, the relationship, the destructions. And listen, it's not just about stopping what we know is wrong. It's also, as you read verse 12, chapter 3 of Colossians, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. See that word holy? The idea there of the word is to be set apart for an awesome, sacred purpose. Your body is the temple, the Spirit of God, and you've been set apart. You've received an anointing from the Holy One, 1 John chapter 2. And you are clearly, totally, dearly loved. So God says, clothe yourselves. It's one thing to take off the grave clothes of the flesh and the issues and the sin and the bitterness and anger and rage and slander and filthy language. That's all of the tainted, dirty clothes. And we have now, because of the new dynamic life within, the power of God to put it out and put it to death once and for all. And God doesn't say save it. God doesn't say partially. God doesn't say give it some sleeping pills. God says put it to death. Put the sin issues to death. And don't spend your entire life dealing with that, renailing it into the coffin. But there's another side. To clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. We're not going to go a whole lot of places if all we do is deal with the sin and kind of just sit there on the casket lid of the sin that we have thrown out, worried that it's going to come back on us. Get up off that casket lid. Let it be buried. Walk away from it. We read in the book of Galatians that God says, you know, if we walk in the Spirit, you will not gratify the desires of the old sin nature. So you got to move forward. It's not about standing there. I mean, it's one thing to know that you have victory in Christ, you've been forgiven, and that you have put off and put out and put to death the sin issues. That's throwing wide open the doors. Psalm 81:10, God said to his people, Psalm 81:10, open wide your mouth, your lives, and I will fill it. It's time to let God fill your life. I mean, it's one thing to be filled in an instant with the Spirit of God, but I'm talking about now stepping out in obedience so that from the inside, God can build the patterns of your life. If the old patterns were one thing, you get rid of them. And the new patterns, the way they come in, as you begin to step out in obedience to the Word of God, you'll be blessed in what you do, James 1. You will grow strong in the Lord, 1 John 2. But you got to do that. You got to begin to put the Word of God into practice. That's where development, that's where spiritually we blossom. That's where spiritually we grow in faith, we grow in strength, we begin to bear the image of Christ. You receive everything from the Lord Jesus by faith alone, but you manifest them in your life in your obedience to Christ. Now listen, one of the things we're talking about here as we are looking at 31 days ablaze and saying, God, here's my life. Here, I'm offering it. Well, you know what it says in Romans 12, as a living sacrifice. I mean, here's what the writer says, led by the Spirit of God, after he talks about this enormous grace of God and mercy of God and salvation, chapters 1 through 11. Now in chapter 12 of Romans, and God would speak to us today, therefore, because of the blood of Christ, because of his forgiveness, because of new life, because of God's mercy, because of the new relationship, because you are justified, that you're being dynamically sanctified, and that you will be glorified. In view of all of that, that's what it says, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies, your lives, your entire being, as a living sacrifice. That's quite different than the Old Testament dead sacrifice. Offer your life as a living sacrifice, holy, set apart, for sacred use, and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. This is something that, in view of the mercy of God, this is an act of Eusebia, dedication, worship, giving your life back to God. It's one thing to get all the junk out. Now we got to get all of the treasures in. And it's one thing to say, I just want a miracle. I want a miracle to change everything. And miracles do change things. But change in our pattern, in our character, in the permanent sense of God reigning in and through our lives comes out of our obedience to God. Now God says in verse 2 of Romans 12, do not conform any longer to the pattern of the world, but be transformed, powerful word used Metamorphosis is the Greek word, a change, a transformation spiritually. That's what God's talking about from the inside of your life, all about your life. Where love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness, self-control, meekness, all of the fruit of the Spirit can begin not only to be experienced by you on the inside of your life, but literally begin to radiate through your life as you're stepping out in obedience, as you're walking in the Spirit, as you're being transformed. So there's that throwing off and making room. That's what that verse 2 is about. By doing that, you're allowing yourself to be transformed. You're doing what God is saying to get the stuff out of the way that He wants out of the way, that's junk anyway. Surrendering your whole life, yielding everything, opening wide. Go ahead and memorize that verse, Psalm 81:10. Open wide your life, and God will fill it. And here it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now that word renewing comes from, well, it's translated in Titus chapter 3 in reference to God the Holy Spirit. But be transformed by the renewing, that's the work of the Spirit of God on the inside of your being, of your mind, your entire disposition, everything within you, the entire construct of conscience, mind, perception, understanding, saturated, permeated, animated by the Spirit of God. Listen, if you make room for God, He's going to fill it. You got to throw out what the Spirit of God says, throw out. He's leading you as a real believer in Christ, born of the Spirit of God. He's leading you to throw out the junk. Surrender your life as a whole. The deepest of fears will be dealt with. The deepest of pain will be dealt with. The healing of wounds can be dealt with, but just, there's got to be a surrender, a yielding over, so a transformation can occur and a Holy Spirit renewing of the entire disposition of your mind and understanding, everything about you can be done. No holding back. Then it says this, when you do that, you'll be able to test, to scrutinize, to discern and approve what God's will is. Some people say to me, Pastor Russ, I don't know God's will. It's God's will to know God's will. It's God's delight to know. He's not playing games with us. I mean, it's spelled out in the Word. We have that. We read this in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 where, you know, that we're to run with perseverance, the race that's already marked out. And when you surrender to the living Christ, throwing out any and all patterns, world, flesh, devil, all the lies, all the junk, all the stuff, gut yourself of all of the fleshly, worldly, and even the lies of the devil, and be wide open for God to transform, renew, and from the inside out, give you Holy Spirit-lit perception, Holy Spirit-lit eyes, Holy Spirit-lit understanding about the will, the desire, the plan of God, which is good, pleasing. That's a word that means emotionally pleasing. It's good and pleasing and perfect. That's the will of God. And so when you surrender totally, then God can fill totally and begin to move you forward. And as you begin to move forward, listen, you do this with the strength of God Himself dwelling in you. You surely can. In 31 days, you've got to offer yourself. Put yourself out before the Lord. Go ahead and make dedication. Go ahead and make surrender. Lord Jesus, I surrender all the areas, hidden areas. Search me deeply, God. I want to bring up everything that needs to be healed. Listen, if you think there's pain and issues and shame that you can hide and forget about and think that all you've done is fill your closet with stuff, it's taking up room. And the Spirit of God is knocking at that closet door where secrets and pain and fears and junk that you or the devil himself has said could never be dealt with. I mean, here's Christ on the cross. Don't you trust him? Buried and raised from the dead. Don't you trust him? God can change everything. You got to be willing. You got to be yielded. You got to be open. You got to take the wisdom and instruction that God gives to you. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net.